Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let's explain to you who Jonathan Jackson is. Jonathan Jackson, you're Kim Kardashian's former publicist, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. How long ago was it when you and Kim Kardashian split your business from each other?
Well, I was working with her in 2007, 2008, and part of 2009.
All right. And so, you know, with all the news that's going on right now with Kim Kardashian and her split with Chris Humphries and everything, you definitely have an opinion about what's going on because of what you're saying is your past experience with the Kardashians and how they do business, correct?
Well, I've been very candid about the working relationships with me and several celebrities that I've worked with behind the scenes now that I'm out of public relations and PR, and for the most part, and talking about how I've staged several of the moments that the world has seen of her, such as the ring that we alleged she was engaged to Reggie Bush back in 2007. It was December 26, 2007. I remember the day she was going to go shopping with her grandmother and her mom, and we said, hey, let's do something about getting more press for you. And she said, perfect, let me go to a ring store and act as if I'm walking out and Reggie Bush is proposing to me. And I said, it's brilliant. Let's do that.
Hold on a second. So you guys went and bought a ring to stage an engagement with Reggie Bush.
To get people talking.
Well, to get people talking, but she already actually had the ring because I was telling her, I was like, well, you need to get a ring. You need to go buy one. And she said, no, what I'll do is I'll go in there and buy a piece of jewelry. I'll walk out with the bag, and I'll have a ring that I love and adore. It's 7 carats, and I'll have it in my purse. And I said, put it on before you walk out, and then put it on your right hand in the photog that I'll stage will sit there and snap photos.
Wow. Strategic. So you guys put it on the right hand, and so that people would be like, oh, it's not on the left hand. So it would make people keep on wondering.
So what you're saying, Jonathan, is you guys staged the Reggie Bush proposal.
At 100%. Yeah, I mean, it was calculated to a T, and then it was leaked to a magazine. We did it with OK Magazine and then some other websites, and it went national, and she got the attention she wanted from it. And then I had her wear the ring a couple times during a couple appearances at night to nightclubs and such, and continued that speculation.
Was Reggie aware that, because obviously she would go and deny that they were engaged, so was Reggie aware that this was all kind of a setup?
No, not at all. I mean, that was a problem with the downfall of their relationship. I mean, Kim really worked hard at their relationship in the sense of the battles that they had going on for the 3 years that they were together. But he was totally unaware of these types of antics. And when he finally got wind of it through some other people, he chose not to be in the relationship because they just couldn't handle it anymore.
So I got a question for you, Jonathan. In your opinion, was Kim really in love with Reggie Jackson?
And Reggie Bush.
I'm sorry, Reggie Jackson. Was she in love with Reggie Jackson or Tito? Was she really into him? Or do you think, in your opinion, do you think Kim Kardashian really knows anything beyond showbiz and publicity?
Yeah, I mean, she was definitely in love. But when I met her in 2007, she said, hey, look, we met on MySpace, believe it or not. And I said, I was working with Diana Ross's daughter, Chani Ross. And I said, why don't you come to New York Fashion Week? And I will turn you into the star that you should be at a Paris Hilton spotlight. And we will put Chani Ross as your sidekick, and we'll make you an overnight sensation. She loved it. She had to get her mom's approval. Her mom said, she can't go unless her two sisters, Courtney and Chloe, go with her. I didn't have a clue who these girls were. They weren't known to the public eye in any form. So they all came to New York. I had to sit in front row at Fashion Week. And at that point, she knew what she wanted. She knew she wanted fame. And we had discussed the steps to make it there. And she knew she wanted a fragrance. She knew she wanted a book. She knew she wanted a television show. I started shopping the show for the family in the beginning stages as an Osborne-style reality show.
Right. And the Osborne family reality show was like this huge thing.
Yeah, sure, with her from the beginning then.
By the way,
literally the day the sex tape came out. I mean, was the day I started working with her. And I remember calling her and going, Kim, oh my God, there's a sex tape released. The New York Post just called me. I don't know what to say. And she's like, oh my God, just tell them you're going to sit up. We're going to sit. We're going to do something. So I remember telling the New York Post I was very uncandid when I was speaking with them, and they literally had bleep, bleep, bleep in the magazine, and it was my first time ever, like, giving a quote on her behalf, and I went to meet her, and she was okay. And she was finally wet that night.
So, by the way, if you're just turning us on, Jonathan Jackson, who used to do PR for Kim Kardashian. Sounds like you were there on the ground floor when the empire, you know, started simmering. But you're saying that the release of the sex tape was not a planned thing. That was something that was done against her wishes.
Well, it was believed to be that, but, you know, again, that was a day after working with her, and she was very emotional for 1 second. I literally met her 30 minutes later while she was getting her makeup done at MAC for Fashion Week, and she was totally okay.
If she, you know, didn't release it herself, she would have been more upset, like, for a longer period of time that the sex tape was out there, not just, like you said, half an hour.
Well, I mean, she wasn't devastated by any means. I mean, she was totally non-emotive, and she even talked about it with extra that night, and it was like, oh, that's just my personal life. I mean, she knew that was going to come out. She knew that that was the right step to make. She learned from Paris. Paris Hilton is a very, very smart woman. She's nowhere right now, obviously. They all die out eventually. But nonetheless, she knew what she was doing, and she knew how to become famous.